Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
My first name is Patricia. My last name is Lattimore. My email address is lovingtheneedgodmade@gmail.com.
Okay. Can you repeat that for me? You're kind of going too fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. First name is Patricia. Last name is Lattimore. My email address is lovingtheneedgodmade@gmail.com.
Okay, so you said lovingtheme.godmade?
Yes.
And it's all together, correct, lowercase?
Let me look on here. I don't think I have God in it. It's lovingtheme.godmade.
Okay, lovingtheme.godmade?
Yes.
At gmail.com?
Yeah.
All righty, 1 second while I search for your account.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, that email address isn't popping up. Do you have another one?
Well, I'm going to give it to you again because I'm right on here and I'm looking at my email address. So.
Okay, what email? Can you spell it out for me?
Yep, I will. Hold on, let me go there because it shows me the email. My account dashboard. Profile. So it's LOVING loving the THE me ME God capital GOD.
So it's loving the me God
made MADE loving the me God made.
Okay, so loving the me dot me.
No, loving the me God made.
God made, okay.
@gmail.com.
Yeah, that.
Because I'm looking at the account information right here. I'm on my Welcome to the Preference Center. It's telling me all that. It got all my classes in there.
Okay. Just verify your mailing address for me.
994 East Apple Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan, 49442.
Okay. And I do see that you have a premium active membership with us. What is it that I can help you with today?
Well, I don't have one. I deactivated that card, which it expired. My membership expired on the 28th, so I got an email that you have a good deal going on for $2.19. So that's what I was endeavoring to sign up for because the coupon is even in my card. And I did, and when I press on there, it's not doing anything, and I go and look, and it says I already got something, and that's not true because I canceled it. That when it expired on the 28th, it's over. So So that should not have renewed, and you should have something in the account that states that, because I had talked to the guy and he removed it.
Okay, so did you get charged?
Well, I'm looking in here on my account. Let me go back in here. Okay. Because I even emailed and I said I wanted to sign up for that, the 219. When I go on here and look, let me see. Let me go back to where it is. Is it membership? If I go back there, it says they did a premium membership renewal. It started January 28, 2021, and it expires January 28, 2022. And I didn't do that. When I look, I can see that it's $79.79, and that's not the case. It should only be $2.19.
Okay, so you were charged the full amount, right, which was $79.99?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were only supposed to be charged
$2.19. Because the special
right,
ended.
Okay.
And my membership ended on January 28th. So when I got this email, I said, well, let me sign up before the month is over.
Okay, when did you call and cancel your membership?
I'm going to say it probably was sometime in August or September. It was the same time I signed up to take my state professional license exam. And I remember because that exam cost me $260.
Okay, gotcha. But you say you were supposed to be charged. So you have a membership and you're wanting to keep it, but you're only supposed to be paying $219, correct?
No. My membership ended on the 28th because I didn't renew it. I called in and canceled because I did not think it's fair that people are going to be paying $2.19. And I'm going to pay $80 because I work too much. I just use this as, timing, to break away from all that paperwork and stuff like that. So the guy removed it. And then when I go on here, because I'm trying to sign up, I got an email and it says, hurry up before this deal ends because before the month is over. So I go in and I have a coupon in my cart, and every time I go to proceed to check out, it's saying something not right or whatever, and I'm like, well, what's going on? So I change that, and then it's still not going. So I went back to look and see that somebody already charged $79.99 on my cart, and that should not be. It should only be the $2.19.
Okay, gotcha. So you just want a refund for what you were actually charged?
Yeah, I'm only if that's what it's gonna take to cancel it, then I just do it again for the $219. Because it shouldn't have done that anyway because I already called and canceled. And this was a couple of months ago too that I did this. Do I need to look in my email and see if they gave me something like a confirmation? Would that help you?
No, I'm looking at your account now. Give me a second. Let me see what's going on. So one
okay.
second. Hey, ma'am, I'm going to stay here with you just one second, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, ma'am, and I have a question. You said the membership ended on the 28th, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So my question is, were you only supposed to be charged $219, or you weren't supposed to be charged at all?
Well, my membership ended, so it shouldn't have charged me $79.99. Since today I'm signing up with a new membership for $2.19.
Okay, so what we can do – oh, go ahead.
Okay, because what I did is I just canceled it. Because I see – I'm looking in there, and they said an email, you have to respond by so much time. I already did that. That's why I wasn't concerned with that, because I called and canceled. And so I don't know why I got charged if I call and cancel, because if I'm renewing, I'm trying to do that today, it should only be $2.19. And I see that they already charged my credit card, too, for $79.99. I'm looking at it.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty. Let me see if I can just refund you the difference. Give me a second if you don't mind, okay?
Oh, I don't mind. Thank you.
Hey, ma'am, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Just 1 second, if you don't mind holding, okay?
No, I don't mind. Thank you.
Hey, ma'am, can you verify that email address, please?
It's lovingthemegodmade@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. I just needed you to verify that. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to refund you the $79.99. Once you're refunded, then that's where you can try with the $249 offer, okay? So once it actually hits your account, that $79.99, that's when you're not going to use it until it actually hits your account. So once you get refunded and it's processed, that's when you're going to use that link in your email for the $249, okay?
Yeah, but it ends today.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference.
Okay.
Are you saying the $249 ends today?
Well, today is the last day that you can apply for.
Oh, no. This isn't the last day. Whenever you have that link in your email, whenever we're doing a refund, you still have time to use it because we have to wait until that refund hits your account. So it'll already be noted in your files once you try to actually sign up because we've refunded you. So once we get that refund to you, it has to process. So, you can still use it once the refund hits your account.
Okay, so I'm going to be refunded. So you did that. So today I can just do this 219, right?
No, you have to wait until the actual refund hits your account. It doesn't come until like the next 3 to 5 business days. That's how long refunds take from Craftsy.
Okay then. And so if I get to do it and it expires, then I just won't do it.
1 second, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, I'm almost finished. I'm just processing the refund for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, ma'am. So I went ahead and opted you out of that auto renewal, and also I went ahead and processed the refund for you, which would take about 3 to 5 business days. And what you're going to do once that refund hits your account, you're just going to use that same code that they sent you in your email, okay?
Now,
and that's when you'll be able to sign up.
Were you able to look through? Because when you're calling people, don't they take notes? Don't they already see that where I called a couple of months ago and canceled that?
Usually they do. Well, I leave notes personally, but I didn't see any on your account. So yeah, that's kind of why I didn't see any notes. So
that's why I couldn't see if
you called or not.
Because see, they linked them together. Because my other one is mastersocialworker2015@gmail.com. But this is the one that all my classes are in. The classes that I paid for, because I got like 91 classes.
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I don't, they may have not notated it on your account, but I went ahead and left some notes for you just in case if something happens again. You can just give us a call and they'll know who actually did something with your account. But I went ahead and what I did was opted you out of that auto renewal so you won't be charged again. And I went ahead and put you, well, process that refund for you. So, I don't think it takes 5 days. It may take about 3 days. Once it hits your account, you'll just sign up with that coupon code we sent in your email.
Okay, so now do I get a confirmation number or anything?
No. We just leave our name on your account in case if something happens.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much.
No problem, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thanks, son.